welcome to this week's episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast on 91.1 WEDM. Make sure you stay tuned in because in the next few seconds we will start nothing but Inside the Scoop action of Warren Central Sports on the sports voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
This is Xavier, and I'm here with another segment of Inside the Huddle Podcast with the one and only. Introduce yourself.
My name is Andronico Giovanni Ricasis.
Yes, sir. Andronico is also Gio, but Gio is a baseball player for the Warren Central baseball team. Been playing the last 4 years. Walk me through like the last 4 years. The experience has been for you, man.
It's been pretty cool. I've been playing, met a lot of new people, traveled all across the country, and just been a fun time.
All right. And you guys have been conditioning now for, what, a month now? A
couple months.
How do you think condition is going right now for you guys?
It's been, compared to the last couple of years, it's been really good. We've made a lot of improvements compared to other years, compared like sprinting, running, and strength-wise.
Yeah, yeah. With you being a senior this year, what do you think you see in the younger guys? It's kind of surprising you that maybe you didn't pay attention to while you were a younger underclassman, that now that you're a senior, you just kind of pick up on a little more.
I see a lot of potential in them. Compared to me, when I was young, when I was their age, they're more genetically built.
Yeah,
they're stronger than I was at that age. Not faster though.
All right. You got any? What would you tell those young players? Like, just any tips for like the future, especially with them? Are there any like super young or just new to the sport guys that maybe probably just started their freshman year? What would you tell those guys?
Just stay focused, work hard.
How long have you been playing baseball again?
Since middle school.
Okay, so.
So about 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. What do you think you've learned the most over just the program?
Nothing is ever. No one is ever perfect. Mistakes are going to be made, and bouncing back is the best feeling.
Yeah. All right. So with you knowing that mistakes are always going to be made, what position do you play again?
Middle infield.
I'm guessing a lot of errors can come along.
Whole,
back. Yeah.
A whole lot.
So how do you like process those errors and just get better coming into the next play or something like that? How do you make sure that those errors just don't affect you that much?
We have a term called flushed away in baseball. Yeah. So it's just clearing your memory and it's a new at bat, new play.
All right. So let's just dive right into this season. I would say maybe a couple more months of training and then the first game's coming, right?
We got about 1 month.
1 month? Okay.
First game's in March, end of March.
March. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So what are your goals coming into this season?
Less errors than last year. I had a lot of errors last year and just staying consistent at the plate, getting on base and stealing bases.
Yeah. What are your team goals for the year?
Team goals, we want to at least come out with at least one title. We haven't won anything since the 80s.
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So county is something we can really want to chase, and then sectional is another big one.
All right, how far did you guys make it last year?
Last year we made it into the finals against Cathedral.
Sectional finals?
Sectional finals.
Okay, anything you can do to prepare a little more for that this year? Because you might end up meeting Cathedral's really good at baseball. Like, I know they have somewhat of a solid baseball program every year, it seems like. And, you could most likely meet them again. What do you think you can do to change the outcome of that this go-around?
Just come out hungry.
Yeah.
I've lost to them 3 times.
Oh, man. So it's almost like you're bound to meet them again.
I need to beat them again.
Yeah. Have you ever played them do you play them in regular season?
Yes, we do. All the MIC teams we play twice a year.
Okay. What besides Cathedral, obviously, what other teams do you feel like has like a bit of a rivalry, like just heated whenever you guys play?
Of course, North Central, because we got into a little argument our freshman year, so North Central's always has a target on their back for us. And then, of course, Ben Davis.
Yeah. How are those two programs overall?
North Central is they're pretty good. They have a nice athletic middle infield as well.
Yeah.
And then Ben Davis, they just have one star player. I'm not worried about them at all.
Okay. And do you feel any little, like, weight? Because I know you just said you losing to Cathedral three times in straight in the in sectionals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you feel any extra weight with you being a senior? Like, just really want to go out with a bang? Like, do you just feel any extra weight just on your shoulders? Just probably as a team captain, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I just want to win. I want to finally beat them. We've came so close the last 2 years, games we should have won, and this is the year.
Yeah, teams outside the mix, though, who do you think is also, like, a really big competitor?
I'm not sure. We don't play the same teams outside of the MIC every year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'm not positive about that.
Okay. All right. And going back to conditioning, what is one thing that you guys think you can improve on just coming into the season before you guys start?
From last year, we had a pretty strong defense, but our offense with at the plate and base running was kind of poor. We can work on that. We've been doing a whole lot of batting cages and T work, and then sprinting for the base running.
Yeah, is there anything that you would say, like, automatically you guys just are better at than the squad last year?
Our fielding and our consistency is a lot better.
Yeah,
from that we have from the pack practices I've been in and seen, we're just a lot more conditioned and seems like we have more experience.
Yeah, especially even from the younger guys, that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like baseball is one of those sports that kids start really young and stuff like that, like from Little League, T-ball and stuff like that. So especially, I feel like the younger you are, just more experience you're going to be over time, and it kind of just gets more comfortable with you. But going back to last year, you had a lot of really, I would say, solid seniors on your team. What's one thing you think you picked up from those guys?
Just enjoy the game.
Yeah.
Even though we lost a lot of games that these last couple of seasons, they taught me how to just stay positive about all of it.
Yeah. With you saying, you know, the obviously not the best record going into sectionals and stuff like that, what do you think you can improve just to improve your overall record during the season?
Picking our teammates up when they do mess up. I remember last year we would always get on them for stuff like that. And
yeah,
with these new kids, I don't think they're ready for that. So.
Yeah, so most definitely be a little more kind-hearted to the freshmen and underclassmen and stuff like that. Are there main freshmen and underclassmen on playing varsity?
We will have about three or four.
Is that like average for every year?
No, we usually don't. This is actually the first year we've actually done this. So
allow freshmen to play varsity?
Yeah.
Dang. When was your first varsity game?
See, my first varsity game was my freshman year.
But you were different, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was the only one of my class to play freshman year.
Okay, that's somewhat, I guess that's really good for you. So with that being said, obviously you're cut from a different cloth when it comes to this baseball stuff. What's your future looking like in baseball right now?
As of now, I plan on going to Wright State. I'm not sure if I'll be playing baseball my freshman year, but Wright State is where I do plan on furthering my education.
And do they have a good baseball program, or it's just somebody that was just looking at you?
They have a very good baseball program. They've won their conference, the Horizon League, the last 3 years. They won the championship and went to the big NCAA tournament in 2018.
Okay. So with this being your last season, is there anything that you say, like, just think you're gonna miss overall, like, just overall, either it could be the games, hanging out with the teammates, like, what do you think you're gonna miss the most?
Oh, the hanging out with the teammates and the team bonding, for sure.
Yeah.
We used to do a lot of Top Golf. Just going over each other's houses and out to eat, and those are memories I always remember.
All right, and once again, are there any, like, underclassmen you think that we should be looking for this season coming into?
Eli Shaw.
What position is Eli?
Eli plays the same position as me in the middle infield. He also pitches. I'm pretty sure he's currently the highest velocity at the mound, throwing 88 miles per hour as a freshman.
Man, so.
Which is very good seeing how I play. I throw about 81. So he's.
Dang.
He's definitely a top prospect.
Yep. All right. I'm guessing he's one of those more experienced underclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you want to just say before we end the interview? Anything you want other people to know about you or the Warren Central baseball program?
We're coming out hungry.
Yep.
We're winning stuff. This is the year. And please try to come out to the games.
Yes.
I would very much appreciate that. This is the last year we will be contending. That's bad. I'm sorry.
Not the last year they'll be contending, but the last year you can come out and, you know, check the current seniors out, stuff like that. Yeah. I most definitely will be at the game taking pictures. I got a lot of friends who are on the team, like Gio, Cameron, Chase, a lot of the seniors, but most definitely come out, support the guys. They are going to need the help. Not saying that in a bad way, but hopefully they can make a little longer postseason stretch, and that's going to do it for here.
Shock
us
the world.
On this. For this segment of Inside the Huddle with Xavier Taylor. Be sure to tune in next week. And yeah.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Huddle. It's DJ Wags back in here with some varsity softball players. Would you like to introduce your guys' self?
I'm Addison Wagner.
I'm Autumn Terhune.
Okay, so what grade are you guys in?
I'm a senior.
Me too.
So how long have you guys been on varsity?
4 years.
4 years.
Now, what positions do you both play?
I'm a pitcher.
I move around, but I mostly play outfield.
Now, what's your guys' favorite thing about the position that you play?
For pitching, you take a lot of priority on the field.
For outfield, I like being able to watch all of the action that's happening in front of you, and then I also like just the fact that I know how to read a ball and get it in quick.
Now, what's one thing that you guys have learned throughout the 4 years that you guys have played that you've learned that has helped the team?
I learned that you really have to be a family to be able to play as a team.
I've learned that softball is really not an individualized sport, that even though you're doing good, that doesn't mean the team's going to be doing good.
So, with going into this season, do you guys have any personal goals?
Personally, I want to get better at my batting average.
Personally, I want to make sure that I do the best I can for pitching because I have to take initiative on it this year.
Do you guys see softball being in your guys' future?
Yes, I'm playing in college.
What college are you looking at?
I think I'm going to be signing to Aurora University in Illinois.
So are Autumn and Madison, have you guys been having some open facilities or open workouts before season starting?
Yeah, we've been practicing since December. We do workouts 6 to 8 twice a week.
Have you both been going?
Yes, I've been to some.
I've been to pretty much all of them since the first week.
So with...
No, I'm in a sport.
What sport do you play?
I wrestle.
So with wrestling, I'm going to get on that. With wrestling, what helps you with softball when you go into wrestling?
Oh, because wrestling actually helps a lot as an individual because you learn how to be determined. You learned how to stick to something and actually be committed.
So like last year, how'd you guys do in sectionals and everything?
We got to the sectional championship. And we were staying up with Carmel. It wasn't even Carmel. It was Cathedral. We were staying up with Cathedral. And, I mean, I think we had a shot at winning. But we were struggling a bit. They started hitting us. And we just got down on ourselves.
So if it's like a day that you guys have a game, what do you do to prepare yourself? Or what do you eat to prepare yourself and get yourself ready for the game?
I mostly drink water so I can stay hydrated throughout the game. And then I try not to eat like any junk food or anything.
I always have that Gatorade. Keep your electrolytes up.
Now, last year, how do you guys think you personally did with your guys' season?
Personally, I think I had a pretty good season considering I don't play travel anymore. So I liked where my batting percentage was. Now, this year, I do want to improve it and make it better. But fielding wise and everything, I think I actually did pretty good. I only had a couple mistakes.
I personally think I did better. I had a lot more playing time on varsity, and I was pitching a lot more. And I learned quite a bit in the field.
So how does your coach impact you guys on and off the field?
He's really supportive, and he always, like, pushes us to do our best. He, like, always reiterates that, like, what we're doing, like, all the mechanics matter, and, like, at every level, they're all doing the same small mechanics to try and get better every day.
He is very supportive all around for, I think, everyone. Not just about softball, but about other things, too. Like, he wants to see you do good in school. He wants to see you do good in everything else that you're involved in.
Now, how do you guys do sports on top of your schooling? Like, how do you guys balance that out?
You got to stay on top of it in the classroom.
Yeah, don't slack off in the classroom, because if you slack off in the classroom, then you're already falling behind when you don't need to be.
Now, is there any memory that you guys will always remember throughout your four years?
Autumn got stuck in the Autumn got stuck in the fence, and she was playing center, and I was playing left field, and it was in the middle of a play, and she went to go get the ball and didn't realize the fence was there, and her cleat got stuck.
My whole foot was under the fence.
So how'd you get out of that?
Honestly, I don't remember. I think people came over there and started digging.
Yeah. She had to, like, take her cleat off.
Yeah. And then someone had to, like, reach under and get the cleat.
Yeah, like, the cleat was literally stuck. I was playing left. Like, I literally had to pick up the ball. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, she's just laying on the ground. And then I threw the ball in. And then they, like, finally called timeout. Called dead ball. Because they realized she was stuck.
Yeah, because they realized I wasn't moving.
So is there any other specific memory that you always remember?
I think hitting my first home run, it was actually pretty cool. I know I've been playing softball for many, many years, but I never actually hit an over-the-fence home run. So when I finally did it in high school, I think I'll always remember that feeling.
I have yet to hit mine, so we're not going to talk about that.
Now, do you guys have any teams that you're looking forward to play this season?
Carmel. Always Carmel. Always Carmel.
Yeah, Carmel and Cathedral.
Now, what are the big things that make you guys want to play Carmel and Cathedral?
I want to play Cathedral because that's who we lost to in the championships of sectionals.
And then for Carmel, I think because we beat them for the first time in 15 years. We beat them, was it last year? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we beat them for the first time in 15 years.
So what do you guys do in practice or outside of practice to help yourselves progress in your game?
This year we've been looking at a lot of, like, team bonding and stuff, because if you don't know your teammates, then it's not going to help you when you get onto the field. You're just all going to get into arguments.
Also really working on the little fundamentals of things, focusing on what someone needs to improve on and really breaking everything down.
Do you guys personally do things yourself?
I mean, I have, like, travel ball practice and pitching lessons, so I practice on my own time.
So how do you guys think you will do this year?
I think we have the players we need. It's just we have to figure out position wise what's going on, because we did lose a lot of varsity players last year. We lost, I think, 7 or 8 of them. And so right now we don't really have all of our infield positions filled. So I expect us to figure it out and get it going for the season, but I feel like the first week is going to be a little rough because we don't really all have infield positions, and that's what we're looking for.
Now, what role do you guys personally think you fill in the team? Like, how do you use yourself as a leader on the team?
Really, honestly, because we're both seniors, we already hold such a title to have people looking up to us. And also because we have been on varsity every year.
There's a lot of expectations for us.
We have a lot of expectations and everything and standards to actually hold up upon. So having good attitudes and actually helping other people and not just being like, oh, they can figure it out themselves, is a good way to start that.
Being a team player. Yeah, I agree.
What is one thing that you are really looking forward to for your senior season? Or what's one thing that always runs through your head knowing that this is your senior season? And for you, Madison, I know you're my sister, and it is our last season to play together since, like, we were four.
For me, a lot of my friends were seniors last year, so I feel like I had a lot of laughs with my close friends last year. But personally, for this year, like, you just kind of got to give it your all because it's your last run, and something could happen, and you might not be able to be there for sectionals and stuff. So you just got to give it your all for every single game.
Exactly. I want to end on a good note.
So is there any, like, legacy or mark that you want to leave on the Morenstrel softball program?
Well, I want to make it to the sectional championship again. We've managed to do that, I think, all 4 years. But we had a good chance of beating Cathedral last year, and I think that if we come out strong and we, like, pay attention to the mechanics and everything, like Coach always tells us, I feel like we could actually have a chance at, if not necessarily beating them, but staying up with them and making it a close game, because last year was pretty close. We just had a little bit of, like, few mistakes here and there, and, like, as a team, we know what they were. So I feel like we can just fix those mistakes and be ready for the next one.
So knowing how last year went and knowing that you could have beat Cathedral, what are some things that you have realized that you really have to work on this year and to help your team progress more in the game of softball?
Injuries.
Injuries. Yes, injuries.
We're injured
definitely.
All season.
Also, learning how to pick themselves back up, because once one person makes a mistake, it's easy to fall.
Yeah.
It's so easy to fall. So having each other pick each other up, but also learning how to pick yourself up, which is one of the hardest things to do.
Softball's like a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. Like, if one thing goes wrong, then the whole game starts to fall apart. And you just have to have that one person that stands there and holds it together as much as possible.
What's one thing last year that helped you pick yourself up in a game that you need to do? Or, like, what's a saying that you say to yourself when times get hard in a game that you need a little momentum?
Coach Lindsay always says, palms up for positivity, to just always keep the flow in the game. Like, yeah, you're going to have a mistake here and there, but at the end of the day, like, what are the good things that you've done and where can you fix and continue on the game?
Yeah, I like that one a lot too. But also one that I tell myself personally is I'm only allowed to have 1 minute. And when I make a mistake, I'm only allowed to have 1 minute. And if I go over that minute, I'm not allowed to go over that minute. I could be upset about the situation for 1 minute. Not on the field, but when I get into the dugout.
Or there's one thing that I always told Megan when she was pitching last year, was always like, each pitch is a different pitch and each pitch makes a different play. So even though, like, as a pitcher, it's extremely hard, the pressure is always there. It's like each pitch, like, is going to be a different pitch. There's always going to be a different outcome with the play, and each play can make a different out or mistake. Like, every pitch counts for a different play.
Now, this is my last question for you guys. What is one big thing this season that you want to either accomplish or you want to set an impact on?
I want to make it out of sectionals.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think that we can do it. But for me personally, I want to have a better season on pitching and stuff, because I've progressed a lot in the last couple months, and I want to do my best in my position so I can help out the team the most.
Well, that was my last question for you guys. Do you guys have anything to say before you leave? Okay, well, good luck on your season and good luck signing to Aurora. That is it. We will be back next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Inside the Huddle. Make sure to tune in next week for the next episode, only on 91.1 WEDM.